The UFO problem. Why is it the most incredible UFO sighting ever has been brushed aside by history? I am talking about the fleet of UFOs which went over the White House in 1952. At the time, this was the most reported UFO event, and it seems to have faded into the mists of time. I have asked this question many times over the years and still haven't found a satisfactory answer to the question. This event took part over several weeks and was not a one-time event. Recently, the topic came up again when a television show about UFOs completely ignored a Washington, D.C. sighting in its historical view of what has happened in our skies which pertain to UFOs. Why was this sighting so important? Was it just because we found out vehicles were flying over the White House and we couldn't do anything about them? Maybe. But I have a different slant on this and have to ask the question, why the White House and not some other country's capital? At the time, the United States was the most powerful country in the world. The Second World War had just ended a few years before. If you were an alien and wanted to make contact with us, knowing the planet was split into many different countries, wouldn't you want to do it with the most powerful country? I have often wondered if we did try and make contact with them at the time and it was kept secret. If we put ourselves in the place of the president at the time, Harry Truman, wouldn't you want to contact them and find out what they wanted? Truman did make a statement about what has become known as the UFO flap. He said he discussed the UFOs with the military and they were never able to make him a concrete report. He said he had nothing on the subject to tell a reporter and that there was always things like that going on, flying saucers and other things. So here we have an admission of flying saucers, which is another term for UFOs, and the president said they were constantly being sighted and we did not know what they were. Push ahead from 1952 to 2021 and we are getting the same story. Does anyone believe in almost 70 years we haven't learned anything about UFOs? If we examine the evidence we have compiled which we know about, such as Bob Lazar admitting he worked on crashed flying saucers, the stories of some abductions which had lost time and where the abductees remember important facts such as the abduction of Barney and Betty Hill, where Betty was shown a map by an alien who claimed that was where he came from, and years later the map was verified as being a map of Zeta Reticuli, and many other salient clues. There are really a lot of clues out there, if we take the time to examine them. To me it looks like UFOs are controlled by aliens and they have been with us for thousands of years. There are probably a lot of different races coming here. I say this because of the different types of UFOs which are seen and the different capabilities they have. Some can become invisible and just fade out of sight, others have to hide in clouds and such. There are those which can change shape and those which seem to have a power source which is dangerous to be near. There are even those which have an atmosphere which is deadly to us, and we know this because some of our military who retrieve crashed UFOs have died after breathing it in. It has also killed the military of other countries when they tried to retrieve UFOs. The different types of UFOs seem to come in all different sizes. Huge ones have been reported which were as big as one quarter the size of the Earth, and some were thought to be even bigger. Small ones were reported which were only about 1 foot in diameter. Then there are those which are equivalent to the size of a big plane, and some which are about 30 to 60 feet in diameter. There are many different shapes being seen. The oval is the saucer shape which seems to be the most abundant, the triangle shape which is usually black, the diamond shape, which seems to have radiation emitting from it, the cylinder shape, and then there are those which are even stranger and sometimes change shape. Why are these machines, which some of at least are piloted by aliens, coming here? What is the attraction? We don't know, but there could be several good reasons. If we look at what our scientists are doing, perhaps the aliens are doing the same, but on a more advanced scale. Perhaps we are planted here from a dying planet and the aliens want to monitor us and see what progress is being made. Taking this a step further, maybe the people on the original planet wiped each other out and we are being watched, so we either don't do the same thing or monitored to see if we do. Another reason for being observed by aliens might be archaeological. Maybe we are going along the same route some of them did, so we are being studied. It is obvious the aliens are very interested in our nuclear weapons since they have been interfering with them for decades. This leads me to assume they don't want to hurt us and they don't want us to destroy ourselves and perhaps the planet. There is talk we are evolving, and if we can get to some higher stage without killing each other, maybe we will become more like the aliens, and that is what they are waiting for. They could be checking each stage of evolution and discovery and comparing it to themselves to get a better idea of their history, which for some unknown reason they don't know. Perhaps the home planet of some of the aliens was destroyed and the records lost. Could it be the aliens would like to move here without hurting us, but we are not ready to coexist and this is what they are waiting for? It could be there are not many planets as hospitable as Earth in the range of these aliens and they need colonies because of overcrowding on their planets, or their planets are dying. I guess I could guess all day about what is going on with the UFO problem, but that is all it would be, guesses. Let me leave you with this thought: we are definitely being watched and we are not sure why.